Morning. It's good morning. I'm excited. We're going to hear Neil share the Word of God today. He's going to share what God's put on his heart, and then we're going to have their meeting afterwards, and then go home and lay in the sun. How many are going to lay in the sun today? Anybody? Amen. God is good. All right, Neil, come on up.
Thank you. Just a word of prayer for a second here. Lord God, we just thank you for coming to this service today, Lord. You are here. You are here in might and power. You are here in love, Lord God, and grace. And we just thank you for that, Jesus. We just ask you, Lord, as your word goes forth this morning now, your written word, your logos word, your rhema word, Lord, goes forth this morning, Lord God, that you will engage your people in your word. Lord God, it is powerful. Your word is powerful. And I thank you, Lord God, for the songs that went forth this morning, and they're all speaking of your great, great power, Lord God, to save. And we thank you for our salvation, but we thank you for those who are going to be saved as well. And we ask that all in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm speaking this morning on the word of reconciliation. Shorten this up a little bit. How many of you believe God's word? Show of hands. Everybody? Just a few? Why do you believe it? That's rhetorical. You don't have to raise your hands, okay? Of course, because he's proven it to you over and over, hasn't he? He's shown you his word, but he's also shown you the life in his word, okay? It's alive and living. It's very, very important for us to believe the word of God because we don't see very clearly in the spirit realm. But he is showing us over and over and over again that we can count on him. In Isaiah 55 and 11, it states, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." So it isn't just an accomplishment. It prospers. It becomes abundant. Okay? And he has come, hasn't he, that we might have life, but we might have it more abundantly. Okay? So Isaiah, the prophet of the Lord, is saying very clearly from his Father in heaven, my word's going forth, and it will accomplish what I've sent it forth for. There's no question about it. You can take that to the bank. It's a done deal, okay? In Genesis 1, 3 to 26, now these are a lot of verses, and I'm not going to read them all for time's sake. But you'll see that there's 10 times that God said, "Then God said, let there be," okay? And when he said, "Let there be," there was. There was no question. Everything that you and I know about the world in which we live and the universe in which we live happened because he spoke it into being. He speaks a creative word. He speaks a creative word. Let us not forget that as we read the word of God. It is creative. It's his. He put it in place. You'll see that in creating as he speaks, he's very clear about what he's doing. Okay? There's a beginning and there's an end. Here it is. This is what I will do. And that's important for us because as we start to progress through the walk of the Word and we come into the new covenant, what he speaks is no less the same. Okay? That's very important for us to understand, okay? So he spoke that into being. And I want to go to Mark 1, 16 to 10. Now this is when he calls the disciples, okay? We've just moved from the first book of the Old Testament to the New Testament, okay? And Jesus said to them, and immediately coming up from the... No, that's not... Where am I at here? Mark 1, 16 to 10. Mark 1, 16 to 10. Mark 1, 16 to 10. Okay, and as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Next. And of the kingdom... Should be 17. Yeah. Then Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Okay? That's important. There was no hesitation, okay, by them. And when he had gone a little further from there, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the boat mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went after him. So we see here God's creative word. He called, they went. Okay? Even to the point of leaving father and brothers, leaving family. Okay? They did that. That's important for us to know. This is New Covenant teaching. Okay? This is us. We are his called disciples. Okay? We have been called into the discipleship program by God Almighty, by our brother, our King, our Savior. Okay? So it's important for us to see in the Old Testament that he spoke, it happened. New Testament, he spoke, and it began. Okay? Now, stop and think of something. Is this what, in fact, happened in these men's lives? Did he make them fishers of men? Yes. He spoke it, and it was done. But it took the rest of their lifetime to be completed. Okay? Now, sometimes when God speaks, it happens. Sometimes when he speaks, it's happening. It's a progressive work, okay? It's not always the same way, because God is creative and he knows what's necessary in our lives, okay? So the fact is, he means what he says, and he accomplishes what he says, and it might take your lifetime, but he will accomplish it, okay? And it will. Some things will take that lifetime. The Holy Spirit has been given the task of guiding us into all truth in John 16 and 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. Okay? That's important. Because he's a guide. A guide has always been there before you. A guide doesn't start out on a maiden voyage without any understanding of where he's going. He guides you because he's already gone there. The Holy Spirit's already been there. He's already doing that in your life. Okay? He knows what he's doing. Okay? And because we have him living within us, we have this blessing of being guided, just as Jesus has said. Isn't this just an unbelievable blessing in our walk in this life? That the truth, the Spirit of truth is within us, guiding us. That's an unbelievable thing to me. I'm just awed by it, frankly. And when he speaks, I think, wow, you know, why me? It's not about me, it's about him and what he's chosen and what he's spoken, okay? That's important for us to understand how very, very necessary the Holy Spirit speaking in our life is. Because he's going to guide you into all truth, okay? Isn't that what we're after? When we came to Jesus Christ, wasn't it truth we were looking for? We had all kinds of other things going on in our life, and they were failing us. We made choices that failed us. You name it. You all know it. But that's because we're not listening to the Spirit of truth. Because he's living within us now, and he is going to guide us into all truth. All truth, not a bit of it, not a piece of it, all of it. Okay? So let us be open to that. Jesus also said in John 14:21, okay? Now, I'm speaking on the word of reconciliation. This is just a bit of prep in the word for you to understand about that a little bit. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Okay? Who said that? Jesus is saying that. Okay? So keep that in mind. That's a creative word. We walk in it, we're blessed by it. We get it. It's there. Okay? Jesus has given us in 2 Corinthians 5:17-20, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Okay? Next verse. So, now all things are of God. In the past, they weren't of God, were they? They were of the flesh. They were of the enemy. But now they're new. They're of God, the new things. Now all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now, then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. Okay? So, here we have a word from the Lord giving you, me, all of us, the ministry of reconciliation. Okay? All of us. It's not, there's no specialties in there. You don't see anybody, you don't see the fivefold ministry mentioned there. It's everybody. Okay? Every one of us have that direction from the Lord Jesus Christ. He's given it to you. You are his ambassador. An ambassador has rank, don't they, in a government, as we understand it. They have rank. They're highly regarded when they move from one country to another. Well, likewise, because you are ambassadors of Christ, you are ranked and you are held in high regard by him. He's chosen you. Okay? He's chosen you. You are his ambassadors. Every one of you. Okay? Now, it's important to understand that he's asking us to be ourselves, tell of our first love, just as we first believed. He is not calling us here to be in the office of an evangelist. That is an equipping ministry and has additional qualifications. But he has given us, all of you, the ministry of reconciliation, that word of reconciliation. And from each one of you, it may be slightly different. Okay? Each one of us who have asked Jesus into our hearts has a testimony of what he has done in our life, and also how we felt when he converted us it is important to know how to speak of this experience. Often, some people find out a lot easier than other people, okay? And that's just the reality of it. But you know, some people make their living selling and have no problem at all speaking to people they don't know, speaking about all kinds of things, and they just get along well with them. But the fact is, we all don't find that easy sometimes. And it's important for us to start to be equipped in this area because God wants us out there. He wants us touching the people of this community. And if we can't do it, He will raise up another one who will. It's as simple as that, because He's going to save them, right? So let us stop and think about why we are holding back, why we're not engaged in this ministry. Because I talk to lots of people, and they say, I don't have a calling. I'm just here. That's not true. That just told you have a ministry of a word of reconciliation. That's a great thing, by the way. And any one of you who have led someone to salvation before the Lord Jesus Christ, everyone that's led someone, you tell me how you felt when that person said, Jesus, come into my heart. You were so excited. You were jumping up and down. That's a great ministry. There's nothing like it, I'll tell you. It's important for us to understand how important this is to Jesus Christ, because it's His word that gave it to us. And it's creative in you, okay? And if you don't think it is, then stop and say, Lord, why isn't it? Because that Holy Spirit that's in you wants out. He wants to talk to people. And He wants you to do that. And He's enabling. He's an enabling, He's a creative God. His word is creative. He's given it to you. Do you think He's just going to leave you flop around out there? No, He's not. That's really, really important for us to understand that God's in this. He's directing it. It's not about us, it's about Him. You know, understanding how you felt when you were converted so that you can actually repeat that out is no small task sometime. Because I'll tell you, there's no time when you feel cleaner than that time. You just know. There's no time when you feel love like you felt then. And you'll never feel that from another human being, but you'll feel it from our Lord Jesus Christ. You will know that you will know that you have been cleaned up, that you are ready to go. And He's given us that word of reconciliation, so we should turn. I really love it when we have baptisms and we ask for their testimony of what God has done and how they feel and so on. I think it's imperative that that happen in our lives, because I've been at some baptisms that didn't happen. Okay, I think it's very important initially to see, oh, I need to speak about what happened. I need to be free in speaking it. Okay, it's important. That's a stake that's driven in the ground right then and there in your baptism. I'm speaking of what God has done in me right now. Going to do a lot more, but right now He's done this, and that is important for you to get the freedom to speak it, because that's what you're going to speak to someone out in that street. Okay? Really, really important to know your testimony. In Revelations 12 and 11, it states that they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. The word of their testimony. You think it's not important? It's one of the qualifications to be an overcomer. Okay, so that's another reason for us to get it down. How can I say it? How can I relate this to you to tell you how important it is to know your testimony? It's absolutely important. Not bits and pieces of it, but the whole piece. Because when you start to talk to people, you don't know what they're going to say back to you. You have no idea. But they're going to say something. Okay? These are those who Jesus used to crush Satan under their feet. Okay? Everything's under his feet. He's now using that to crush Satan under our feet. Under our heel, I think, as it says in Genesis, right? He's using it. There's more to come. No matter how old or how young we are, okay, there's more to come. He's not done. It's our job to speak about the reconciliating word to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ. It's our job to do that. Can he do it? Yeah, he could do it without us. He wants to share it with us. That's the whole point. He doesn't have to share it with us. He wants to share it with us. He's a giver. He loves to share. So just as the original disciples were called by Jesus, so are we. But he didn't leave them to their own devices. He trained them up. And that is what we need to be open to the training up. How did Jesus do it? Well, he first spoke the word of calling them, right? He called them. They heard him. He taught them what the testimony is, okay? If you follow through the Gospels, you'll see he was teaching his disciples what that testimony is. Many testimonies. Then he had them watch him speak of the kingdom of God, okay? He started to show them how to do it, okay? They were fishermen. They were all kinds of different occupations. Most of them, almost of them, all but one, I think, or two. They weren't used to speaking to people, for sure, in this way, okay? Pretty lonely out in a boat. You got one or two other guys with you, right? In the fish, I hope. Then he let them go two by two so that they were a double witness for what is being said, okay? That's important for us to realize that we just don't shoot out all by ourselves. Be comfortable with someone who's with you. That confirms the word that you're going to give, okay? Because everyone won't know you. Very important. Likewise, we should be open to training up, okay? When we are trained by the armed forces, for instance, and we have a few here that have been trained there, you know, what do? They teach you, right? They show you. Then they stand beside you and watch you do it. Then they step back from you and let you do it. It's his method. He devised it. The armed forces didn't, I'll tell you. They just saw something that works. Okay? So that's important for us to understand. Now, we have got a wonderful opportunity with the Festival on the Bay coming. Just a wonderful festival. Because if you've ever been here through the festival, there's hundreds of people walking by here. Many people come in here. Maybe for the air conditioning. It may be for an ice cream cone. But some of them come in to talk. But they don't say it first. Someone's got to open them up. The word of reconciliation starts to open them up. You start to be trained in what you need to do. And it can be a very simple thing, okay? The Holy Spirit knows he's guiding you into all truth. Ask him. That's the simplest way I've found. Just ask him. It's important for us to understand, hey, we're being equipped. We need to be equipped. It might take me longer in my life than it took someone else. I don't know. I don't care. I just want to get there. Okay? I just want to get there. Because I always wasn't able to speak to people, okay? I had a tough time with that. I didn't really care if I ever did it, frankly. I grew up alone. I didn't have brothers and sisters. I didn't have a father. My mother worked, so I was alone all the time. That's fine by me. The Lord and I live together, so to speak. That is good. It's excellent. Absolutely excellent. And it was excellent for me, and I know it. And I thank him all the time about it. But that isn't where he wanted me. Okay, he didn't want to leave me there. He wanted to bring me to something else. That's important to know. He's always guiding you into all truth. Okay? So, personal developments. First one is to pray about it. Pray and tell Jesus that you have a desire to tell your story. He's the enabler, isn't he? Ask the Lord to show you and make a way. Okay, I can remember wanting to testify. I remember this many years ago now, but I wanted to testify to somebody, and the phone rang, and it was a guy from Ohio that I'd met at an auction sale in Buffalo. Who would have ever dreamt that? Okay, but I'd ask the Lord about it, right? What did he ask me? Neil, there's something different about you, and he started talking. Okay, that's all it took. You start to speak out then of the experience that you've got. I wasn't an orator. I didn't know the Word of God particularly well back then. Doesn't matter. He saw some light that he wanted to touch. Okay? But more importantly is that light wanted to touch him. Okay? And that light did touch him a few years later. It's interesting how God works. Just pray and ask him. That's all you got to do. He's waiting for it to happen. The Lord is just waiting for you to do that. Write down your coming to Christ and how it excited you, how clean you felt, and the newness of life that you had inside of you. Like every one of you will be able to speak of it in a different way. Okay? Just sit down and think about it for a while. Pray about it. Lord, bring this back to my memory. Sometimes it's a long time ago, right? Sometimes we didn't just turn and do it. Sometimes we didn't have the faith, actually, in that creative word that it says to do. Sometimes we just didn't have that faith. God's building that faith, too. He's doing that as well, okay? Let's help him. Let's help him. Because the process speeds up a bit when we're in it with both feet, not just one foot. Okay? That's very important. Very, very important. Write down your coming to Christ and how excited you were. Because I don't know if I've ever met anybody that was converted that wasn't excited. I don't know if I ever met one. And you know that it's new life. You know it. There's no question. Read it several times until you can speak it and feel it. Talk to yourself in the front of the mirror. It doesn't matter how you do it. Get ready to be free to speak it. Let the words come out of your memory banks. You don't have to think about it. It just comes, okay? Because he's going to make sure it comes, okay? This isn't about being an evangelist. It's just about speaking about your experience. Now ask someone who knows, that speaks to people about their testimony, to let you hear them. Okay? Many people in here are free to talk to others. Well, take somebody with you. Take an apprentice with you. Okay? Because there are people who have been doing this for years, but don't take anybody with them. Guess what? They're not transferring it on. That's how it's transferred on. Jesus transferred it that way. Okay? So you do that. Those of you who are free with it, love it, like it, know how to do it, hey, so-and-so is having a little difficulty with this. Let me help them go. Okay, let me help them. And they watch, and they watch. They're taking it in. They're seeing. They're learning. Okay? Get comfortable speaking to people. Because God is comfortable speaking to people. And he wants his chosen to be comfortable speaking to people. Okay? He wants that, whether they know them or whether they don't know them. Ask your teacher to let you try and speak to someone with them there. If you get stumped, the teacher will know how to get out of the situation. They've likely been in it themselves. Be teachable, okay? It's not about being put down. It's not about backing up. It's not about anything except to just be expanded. Grow in Jesus. Grow in Jesus. Because that's the beginning, and that's why he gave it to us. It's the beginning. You have no idea what he will do with you in other ways after that point. But get to that point first, okay? Jesus never asks us to do anything that he's not prepared to bring us through. Not one thing. He has provided the newness of life, the Holy Spirit to guide us, his word to direct us, those who can teach us, and those who watch over us as we're being tested in this task. He's provided it all. Every bit. And this forum that's coming this weekend in the festival is a great place to start. Okay? Is it an easy place? Not necessarily. But it's a great place. Because he has ordained that we're in this festival on the bay. We're not there because we've chosen it. We're there because he's chosen it for us to get involved. Every bit of it. We need to hone our skills with people. And that's the beginning. You are his ambassador. Act like his ambassador. That's important. Many people come by this doorway and all they need, and they all need a Savior. And we have him to show them. We're the ones with him, living within us. And they go by here and they all need him. Talk to them and tell them of his wondrous works. It's an opportunity for us to show his love for them. But love them. Don't judge them. Love them. Okay? But the one thing he will not do, the Lord, he's done everything that he needs to do in our life for us to fulfill that, except one thing, and he won't do it. He won't loose your tongue. You have to do that. That's your part. It's a little piece, but it's the key is for you to loose your tongue, to learn how to loose it so that you can show the love of Christ. Most of us find it hard to speak to people we don't know, okay? But it's more a fear of failure or rejection that we don't want to face that rejection. But he faced rejection, so therefore we have to learn how to face it too. But that should never stop us from speaking it, okay? It didn't stop him. He went to the cross. He could have not gone to the cross, but he went. Because it was what his purpose was. Okay? We can overcome these fears by walking in faith that because he said it, it will happen. So look forward to it. Okay? To the reward of Matthew 25 and 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Isn't that a reward? Isn't it a reward just to hear him say that? And just because you loosed your tongue and spoke what he'd done in your life. Okay? That's the only thing you have to do. So it's time for us to start receiving the equipping. It's time for us to start speaking to those people coming by this door this coming weekend. That is our job. It's our purpose for being in this location. I believe that with all my heart. because we've even talked about not being here, but man, I have so many people say thank you for being there in that location. It's accessible. It's obvious. It's right there. Let us be those who will go forth and speak that reconciling word to those who need it. And if someone comes in and they won't listen to you or whatever, that's fine. They know who we are, where we are. Okay? We love them. We don't judge them. God hasn't moved upon them to bring them to that point of hearing yet. But that's okay. It's not my job to guide them into all truth. That's the Holy Spirit's job. Okay? But when you speak to them, you'll find people will just open up with something small. Okay? You might know them, you might not know them. But be encouraged. You're here for a purpose and you're here for a reason. And one of those reasons is coming forth this weekend. And I hope you all sign up and I hope we're able to look after you all. But there are many people in here that can help you, okay? Just with that word of reconciliation and how to go forth. So I pray right now that, Lord, you will engage your word, because it's powerful and creative, in your people, Lord, that they will release their tongue to speak of your greatness and your love for them and for others. In Jesus' name, amen.